وكان الله شاكرا عليما. This is the last ayat of the fifth supara, and this brings us to the end of the fifth supara. A very short ayat, but the meaning is very, very great and very, very important. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala is admonishing, advising the munafiqeen, for whom Allah Ta'ala has promised the worst punishment. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ, that they will be right at the lowest bottom pit of Jahannam. Now why is this azab for them? Well, so Allah Ta'ala is explaining to them and giving them hope also, that you also just make tawbah from your nifaq, from your hypocrisy, and then you will be saved. The translation of this ayat, kya karega Allah tumko azab karke, what is Allah going to do, what is Allah going to get by punishing you? In other words, Allah is not there to punish people. He is not there out just to get people and to punish them. In shakartum wa amantum, agar tum haqq maano aur yaqeen rakho, all you have to do is be thankful to Allah Ta'ala and bring iman, obey His commandments. Then Allah Ta'ala does not punish any person. And Allah is such, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا, اور Allah قدردان ہے, سب کچھ جاننے والا. And Allah is the greatest appreciator, and He knows everything. نعم القادرين, the smallest good a person does, Allah knows about it also, and Allah appreciates it also. Ulama have written on this ayat that Allah Ta'ala does not punish people on their wrong just like that. But when they go too much over the limit and they overdo things, then Allah Ta'ala punishes them. So otherwise, Allah Ta'ala is oft forgiving. If we just consider all of us are such that we have and we commit gunas all the time. And Allah, we are in front of Allah. Allah is seeing us committing those gunas. But He does not take us to task. He does not punish us immediately. He doesn't stop our rosy. He doesn't disgrace us in front of people. He keeps our secret, our sins, a secret. How many people are on the phone with porn, etc., with all other evil things, but Allah Ta'ala doesn't disgrace them. And on top of that, He gives them respite to make tawbah. And till what a person got chance. Otherwise, in this world, Allah will send a reminder, which we regard as a punishment from Allah, but it is really a reminder to remind us, stop this wrong of yours, stop this wrong what you are doing. And otherwise, the punishment actually is in the akhirat. So Allah gives all the chance. And on the other hand, when a person just thinks of doing something good, Allah writes down the sawab already. When he does it, the minimum 10 sawabs. And then according to the quality of the amal, the intention, that sawab goes up to 700 times and even more. So Allah Ta'ala is said that Allah Ta'ala is there to reward us for our good deeds, not there just to wait for us to commit a wrong and punish us. Allah gives us enough respite. So Allah Ta'ala in this ayat reminds the munafiqeen that your punishment which you are going to get and which will be in the azab, in the akhirah, is not because Allah Ta'ala has done any wrong to you. That Allah Ta'ala, na'udhu billah, is an oppressive authority and He just punishes people. No, Allah doesn't want to punish people. It's when we ourselves, so to say, force ourselves and we do all the wrong and we go over the limits also. Otherwise, people commit huge, huge sins and Allah forgives them also wholesale. But when the sins go over the limit, and especially the guna of nifaq and hypocrisy, and in that, we should not only think that somebody else is a munafiq, we must fear for ourselves also. That do our action correspond to what we are mentioning, what we are saying within the kalima, and we, in that we admit that we will only obey Allah's command. But how much aren't we following our nafs? How much aren't we following what the society dictates for us and what people want. We go with the flow. We go with what people want, etc. So we must fear for ourselves also. And should make Tawbah regularly, refresh our Iman, worry about our tazkiyah, our purifying ourselves, our Islam, and making our true and proper connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in a very beautiful way, which the whole Quran Sharif is, Allah brings the Subara to an end on this ayah, that Allah is not there just waiting to punish us, but Allah appreciates all the good that we do, and He, as soon as the person makes sincere tawbah, then Allah accepts the tawbah, and Allah makes life enjoyable for that person. In this world already, Allah Ta'ala says clearly, مَنْ أَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرِينَ وَأُنْثَى. Whoever would do good deeds, male or female, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, and together with أَمَالِ صَالِحًا, his iman is in order. فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. We will give that person a splendid life to live. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And in the year after, Allah will give the rewards much more better than what he had done. How much he deserves, much more than that Allah Ta'ala will give. So kind and merciful is Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq to make tawbah, to be concerned about our iman, to correct ourselves and turn sincerely to Allah, and to make a lot of shukr to Allah for all his favor and all his ni'mat. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا